am Digital Dave.
And I used to be Fast Eddie.
Yes, you're now a slower version.
I am a modified Eddie this morning.
Oh, modified, which means you've gotten what, speed mods or weight reduction?
I'm working on STOL.
Okay, I'm working on drag reduction by getting rid of my hair.
Yeah, well, you can do that. I would prefer just to be able to see things, so I'm working on synthetic vision this morning.
Oh, that means new glasses. But
yeah,
anyway.
It sure does.
We're joined by Mr. Robbie Paul. Is that what you go by, Robbie?
I do go by Robbie.
All right, great. And you're from Southern Utah University.
That's correct.
And that's really cool. We spent a lot of time, you know, relaxing him out in the lobby before we came in. One of the interesting things he told me is that they have a helicopter program.
Ooh.
Which, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we do. We have 12 helicopters, and it's kind of a big program, and we have a lot of fun with it.
A lot of fun with it. Of course you have a lot of fun with helicopters.
Yeah.
Throwing frozen turkeys out the side.
I was going to say, how can you not have fun with helicopters? I mean, they're very cool.
That's a good point.
So, traditionally, the path to helicopters has always included fixed wing, but now you're going directly to helicopters.
That's right. We were able just right off the bat, within the first week of classes, we get our students up in the air flying the Robinson R-44, and we also have a couple Bell 206s that we do some of our advanced courses in.
Ooh.
Wow, all the way into turbines.
I like 206s.
Yeah, I haven't flown in one.
I have.
Good.
It's fun.
Okay. Anyway.
And I'll bet theirs are fun, too.
It's the morning train wreck all over again.
Tommy's in there shaking his head going,
yep.
Oh, no, not again.
Anyway, you guys also have a scholarship program, I understand, through the Whirly Girls group, which is kind of a cool name.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's kind of why we're here today. We want to talk a little bit about it. This week we announced we donated three $20,000 scholarships to the Whirly Girls, and this is all in an effort to promote women flying, particularly rotorcraft, and that's what Whirly Girls is all about. They've been around for 63 years. They're a huge, awesome proponent of women flying, and we know about the pilot shortages all over. We hear mostly about that on the fixed wing side, but it's there on the rotor side as well. And at SUU, we think that getting more women involved in flying is one of the solutions that we have to help curb that shortage that we have.
Would you say that the pilot shortage on the rotary side is more dire than fixed wing, maybe?
It is pretty darn close. I mean, when you're talking about an industry that only has around 15,000 pilots to begin with, and then we have a projected 7,500 pilot shortage in the next 18 years, that is a huge, significant shortage.
It's half the population.
That's right.
Wow.
I was going to say, you know, the capabilities.
You were going to say, but you can't.
The capabilities of the helicopter are just outstanding. I can't understand why a person isn't drawn to that, because the ability to hover 3 feet off the deck is just, to me, incredible.
Wait, it's because it's an entirely different kind of
flying. Yeah. All together now.
Yes, right.
I was going to say, it's not much more different than flying a fixed-wing helicopter. You got to be a little more coordinated, because it is... very much different, but, you know, hey, if I can fly a helicopter, everybody else can.
He does have some time.
I have some time.
About 30 seconds.
Oh, there you go.
And most of that was spent screaming.
Yeah, do you teach them how to do that?
We have a good screaming course. Yeah.
Well, you have to have that. You know?
That's part of the emergency procedures. You know, throw your arms up and go, Anyway, so the scholarships are for New START students to cover everything, right?
So the scholarships are specifically for the commercial lab. We want to see that they've kind of got some skin in the game to get their private certificate out of the way. And they're for, obviously, for female only, and they'll be for coming to SUU and learning to fly with us.
You talk about female pilots. How many of them are there out there, you know, percentage-wise?
Only 6% of the industry is female pilots, and that specifically means that the industry essentially is not doing their job in getting the word out that this is a viable option for males and females both. I'm absolutely shocked when I go and I do events and I talk to young girls. I'm at schools a lot and everything. And when I look at them and say, are you interested in being a pilot? And the shock in their face, they've never even thought about it. And that's something that we really as an industry need to fix on both the rotor and the fixed side.
And I imagine they still have to deal with the stereotypes that the fixed-wing girls have to deal with as well.
Of course they do. And there's still, you know, when you talk, there's still resistance out there from a lot of people. And it's really ridiculous is really what it comes down to in this day and age. And ultimately, we've seen the female pilots that we have, really, they're some of the best pilots out there. They do a phenomenal job. We've had a lot of instructors that have been female at SUU in the past, and they have been the best instructors that we've had. They're really great on the controls. They pick up things quick, and they tend to stay very calm when in emergency procedures, which is not something that the guys tend to do. So,
soloing a fixed-wing student and soloing a helicopter student must be kind of a different experience for you as an instructor.
I've never done anything on the fixed-wing side, but, there's always that moment of terror as they pick up off the ground, and it's usually a little shaky. It's the first time they've been in an aircraft with the weight being a little different and stuff, but they always go out and do a great job, and you get to have that satisfaction to be really proud of them to be able to go out there and do that on their own.
And you still cut shirts now? I've heard that tradition may be dying out.
So we don't cut shirts at SAU. I'm sorry. We don't. And it's not really a tradition on the helicopter side anyway, which is all that I've done. So.
Okay. So, how many students are in your program at this time?
So right now we have about 150 fixed-wing students flying our Cirrus SR-20 fleet that we have, and about 120 rotor students right now.
How many hours does it take on average to get a student to ready to pass the check ride?
On
rotor, yeah.
Yeah, so we have 35 hours in the solo lab and then another 35 for the cert lab. And so at that two semesters, they're just short of 70 hours when they're taking a check ride.
Okay, and that's all real time, not simulator time.
That is all real time, yep.
Okay.
Do you have simulators on the property just for practice?
We do. We do have simulators on the property. On the helicopter side, even though they're certified, we don't use any of those simulator hours. We make sure that we want our students up in the air with that. But we also do have the fixed-wing simulator that we max out the hours on that for the students.
Okay. It never hurts to fly the simulator.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, especially with something like an auto-rotation, because you botch an auto-rotation, that can be pretty hard on student and helicopter. And you would think a simulator would actually be, here's auto-rotation 101. We'll hit the simulator, then we'll do the real thing.
Well, they've taken care of that. They have a giant baseball glove on the ground, and whenever they're doing auto-rotations, they say, land in the glove.
I was thinking it was either that or a big airbag on the bottom of the helicopter.
Oh, genius. Look at that. All kinds of great ideas today.
Of course, if I designed
maybe a giant basketball strap so you can bounce.
If I had designed it, it would have been a giant whoopee cushion. So that way people would know you really bummed out the landing.
Nice. Yeah, you get graded on the noise as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going off the tracks here.
Again.
So what's the ideal applicant for these scholarships?
Ultimately, the ideal applicant is just somebody that's very, very passionate about flying, somebody that wants to get in the industry, and definitely someone that wants to continue to promote other girls flying as well around them. We want to see somebody that just wants to be a professional pilot. We're not really looking for somebody that just wants to get a rating to go have fun, even though you don't see that too often in the helicopter
world. Yeah, it's an expensive rating.
Little expensive. But ultimately, we want to see them progress through and go out there and get those jobs.
This is maybe a bit of a weird question. Do you guys do Young Eagle flights in helicopters?
Currently, we do not. We have worked with Young Eagles before and kind of to get some interest going in the helicopter side, but it's definitely a very fixed wing centered program.
Well, helicopters also being much more expensive to operate.
That's right.
So
I was going to say, you've got, not only do you have a great series of helicopters, but you've got to have a great maintenance department as well. Are you offering courses in maintenance alongside of all the flying courses and everything?
Yeah, so we do have an absolutely phenomenal maintenance program. It's fantastic. Currently, we are not teaching maintenance. We don't have an A&P program. We are working on that, though. We're hoping that we're about a year away, hopefully, to getting all the approvals. And the great part is that those approvals that we're trying to get are to operate under the new set of 147 rules. That way we can give college credit as well as the certificates as part of the program.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I had a question and it went flying away.
Boing!
Get it? Flying? Oh. Anyway, Turbine, you guys go all the way into Turbine.
We do, and what's really neat is we're kind of unveiling here at EAA a program that all of our students will be getting Turbine time. And so it's going to be just a set program from private all the way through CFII, and included in that whole package with an associate's degree with bachelor's degree options is going to be 20 hours in the Bell 206, half of which is going to be long line training and half of which is going to be a mountain training, and as well as we're also going to include 10 hours of night vision goggle training in the instrument lab.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty serious.
Yes, this is, we're super, super excited. We're hoping to roll this out for spring semester of 19, this next spring. What a fantastic way to make sure that our students at SUU are getting that turbine time, that night vision time, that will really set them apart in the job market.
In the job market, what's the split piston versus turbine?
Definitely a lot more turbine jobs out there. The higher end jobs are all turbine. You're going to see those piston jobs are a lot for the newer students that are just coming out of schools, up to about 1,000 hours. It's mostly tour industry type things.
Okay, and then when you get into the real work, yeah, you got all.
Then once you get up into the other stuff, you need more power, go
more
into those
speed,
turbines.
More distance.
That's right.
Come on.
And more skills, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You definitely need more skills.
Well, I've never had any to begin with.
Well, then, good. What a starting point.
Yep, there we go. You know, you got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining us.
Oh, and thank you.
Mr. Robbie Paul. Check them out. They're over in the exhibit hangars, I believe. Yeah. And I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.